Well, it was the most odd event in the Commons yesterday. I think he is looking after himself now. I think there is a sort of siege mentality around him. There's enough MPs telling him, you know, good on you, Michael, we'll support you. I think a lot of the Scottish Labour mafia have rallied around him. And I think he does regard the critics, some of them, you know, as he made clear to Kate Hoy last week, regards them as sort of publicity-seeking mavericks. I think he's misjudged it, though. I think the trouble with it now is he's looking, you know, in the old phrase, like a roadblock to reform, and the public are crying out for really root and branch changes to how MPs go about their business, and a sufficient number of MPs have acknowledged that. So I think he is in deep, deep trouble.
Very unusual to hear MPs openly criticise the Speaker to his face.
Anybody who watches Prime Minister's Question Time each week wouldn't describe it as a polite place. But nonetheless, there is a certain kind of form to how business is conducted there. Normally, the Speaker is... people do defer to him. And you had a astonishing procession, really, of MPs, not all mavericks by any means, lining up to say... You've had your chips, mate. It's time you got off the stage. And whether he survives this immediate flurry or not, he does feel to me sort of fatally weakened.
He refused to allow a debate about his future. How long can he keep that up?
Well, it really now sort of depends on the government. And it's, again, an odd thing. We don't really have separation of powers in a sort of classic way in this country, in that the government really, really does drive parliamentary business. So it really is now down to the government. And looking at that, there will certainly be a few ministers who feel, well... the Commons is crying out for a vote on this.
Labour and the Tories, of course, eager to stop the drip, drip, drip of allegations and stop the damage that's been done to both parties. We've got a Guardian ICM poll today which shows both Labour and the Tories losing support.
Yes, I mean, it's only slight. The Tories are down 1 on 39, Labour down 2 on 28. And the Lib Dems are up 1% as well. Now, I think that what this shows is two things. Firstly, you know, as you might expect, although Labour were whacked first, if you like, by the Daily Telegraph, the first few days were all about Labour. The Tories have had their difficult moments, more than moments, and so have the Lib Dems. I think there's a slight sense out there of plague on all your houses, that people think... they don't really associate this with one party or the other. Nonetheless, I think it is interesting. It's a sort of corrective, because I think most of the bad news has stuck to the government around this. And maybe that taps in, you know, certainly the way it's been reported is tapping into a feeling of time for a change, bit of a spring clean. And that has damaged the government. And the poll, I mean, Labour are down, and they're down to 28%, which is not a great position by any means. But it's not... It's been an incredibly dramatic week at Westminster, and I think in certain constituencies it's been very dramatic too, when they found out about their MP doing dodgy expense deals. But I don't feel, or this poll suggests, it's not yet played out in the country. You know, frankly, people are much more worried about the economy and their jobs and their taxes than they are about this.